Welcome to the Educause Review Online podcast.
Hello, this is Beth Zegrist. I'm joined for a conversation today with Chief Privacy Officer for the Pennsylvania State University, Sarah Morrow. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
In your experience at Penn State and through your interactions with peers, what is the relationship between a campus privacy officer and the central IT organization?
Well, that relationship must be very close. Collaboration is ultimately the idea and has to be a work back and forth. If your IT folks aren't supporting you through their security initiatives, then you can't have the privacy that you long to have for your students, faculty, and staff. So at Penn State, I work very closely with our IT section called Security Operations and Services.
Is privacy a roadblock for institutions looking to move towards putting their data in the cloud? Or are there justifiable legal, contractual, and policy frameworks that would enable campuses leveraging the cloud?
That's a one-word answer. Yes. The answer is no, privacy is not a roadblock to that. It's simply one of the considerations. Yes, most of those things can be handled contractually, and they should be. You should involve your counsel if you need it. At least have a privacy review on all contracts for cloud. You have jurisdictional issues that you need to be aware of. You need to be aware of whether faculty and staff are putting health information in the cloud, because that's another thing. Whether you're going to transfer all your student email to the cloud, I know a lot of institutions have done that. We've chosen not to. Our security operations and services has been used before to locate campus students on emergencies, and we don't feel that you could get that same kind of reaction time from Google.
What are the most critical issues confronting college and university chief privacy officers today?
I think probably one of the biggest issues is that since we have no federal law and we all have students from not only all over the country, but some of us have students from all over the world, whose laws actually are the ones that cover your jurisdiction? Is it just, in my case, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? Or am I looking at, okay, I have students from Massachusetts, so I have to look at Massachusetts privacy laws or California's or Texas? There are a number of states that have requirements for encryption, for notification to not only the student or the faculty staff member, the individual affected, but also the attorney general. So if it's health data, you're also looking at the Office of Civil Rights and Health and Human Services. So there are quite a few things that we worry about globally that really make it an interesting and challenging place to be.
So why are there so few chief privacy officers in higher education, and why did Penn State choose to create this position?
I'm going to answer those backwards order. The reason we have a chief privacy officer as opposed to having privacy under our chief security officer, our CISO looked at it and realized that if there were a privacy breach in information technology or in security operations and services, it would be the fox guarding the hen house, and there was a definite conflict of interest. As you study for certification as a privacy professional, you also see that conflict of interest that's pointed out, as well as if you're studying to be a CISSP, an information security professional. That also discusses conflicts of interests and your ethics and all of that. So we chose to separate the two paths as actually being two separate career paths. Additionally, your chief privacy officer is also your privacy officer for HIPAA. Mm-hmm. So we have a College of Medicine and a hospital that has its own privacy officer, but for all other 23 campuses, 25 colleges, 26 colleges, that person is me.
Okay.
And the reason we don't see it in other colleges and universities is It wasn't a forefront 10 years ago. It's becoming much more, I don't want to use the word popular, but I think people know more now about privacy. It's a current event, and it's a current question in federal and state government. And with the evolution of technology and all of the things it brings to us, it also brings to us challenges. And one of the challenges is privacy considerations. So we're seeing more and more universities actually separate the position and tag one individual with leading the privacy initiatives.
It's interesting that it's come out through that, through the certification in IT process, I think. It must have been, is that something that's come out of the practice? Maybe at once upon a time it wasn't, and it's come out, or has it been something that's always been there, but it's through security breaches and everything that it's come more to the forefront?
It's come more to the forefront because of technology and the advancements we've made and how more globally connected we all are. 20 years ago, you wouldn't think of carrying your phone around with you everywhere, and now most of us are lost without it.
Mm-hmm. So, literally.
Especially since we have smartphones and they're generally GPS. Our GPS right. And position locator.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you offer to anyone on campus who finds that privacy is part of their assigned responsibilities, whether full-time or as part of another role, for example, IT security, IT policy, et cetera? How do they network? Where do they obtain professional development? What education or certification would you recommend?
Well, remember in our thinking that IT is separate from privacy. In terms of certifications, there's the International Association of Privacy Professionals, and they have four or five different designations. One of them happens to be a CIPP/IT. Those individuals are taught from a more technological viewpoint what a certified information privacy professional needs to know. So that would be one certification that I would say, if you really have this interest and this passion for privacy as an IT individual, you should check that out. It's really a helpful, resourceful group, these privacy individuals. They meet twice a year, and they have knowledge nets four times a year and gatherings, and it's a great resource.
And thank you so much for your time today. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that if you are privacy-minded, find out from your university who has that, and if that's you and you need resources, don't be afraid to reach out to other people who that is what their job is. We're here to help.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you.